It's Monday, February 12th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Chippewa County leaders ask HSHS and Purveya Health to work together for replacement healthcare services. State funds could be tapped to fund emergency services in the Chippewa Valley. Lawmakers want silver alerts expanded to children not eligible for amber alerts. And state elections officials say absentee ballots can be counted with missing witness addresses. Good afternoon. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. In Chippewa County, an effort to bring a health care provider to the table before it closes a hospital and clinics. The county board Thursday night passed a resolution that would request HSHS and Purveya Health work collaboratively with community partners for the continuation of care and services. Chippewa County Administrator Randy Scholes says it's not a, quote, feel-good action.
I don't feel like this resolution is that. This is really a bigger part of an effort from local leaders, state leaders and federal leaders to try and put pressure on HSHS to come to the table.
HSHS and Purveya Health announced last month that St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls, Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire, and Purveya Health facilities will close in April. So far, officials from HSHS and Purveya have not met with elected officials in the Chippewa Valley. Lawmakers in the Chippewa Valley want to reallocate untapped state funds towards emergency services grants. Bob Haig tells us more.
It's $15 million allocated in the last state budget for HSHS to provide expanded mental health capacity. That never happened.
The $15 million sat in the trust fund, and now we're looking to reappropriate it.
State Senator Jesse James says the closure of HSHS hospitals will mean a loss of emergency services.
HSHS, St. Joseph's campus and Sacred Heart campus accounted for almost 40% of the ER visits.
Two bills would free up the money and allow it to be used for grants to fund emergency services in the area. HSHS hospitals in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire are set to close in April. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A Wisconsin legislator is looking to change the standards for what warrants an emergency alert for children. Ted Aylin has the details.
Last October, 5-year-old Prince McCree was reported missing, but a statewide Amber Alert was never issued following his disappearance because his case didn't meet the criteria for one. The child was later found dead in a dumpster. Now, Milwaukee State Senator LaTanya Johnson has brought forward a bill to allow alerts for missing kids that don't meet the conditions of an Amber Alert. Should the bill become law, a Silver Alert would go out for a child incapable of returning home without assistance or if the child is under 10 years old. Silver Alerts currently apply to missing adults with a developmental disability or dementia or who don't have access to needed medications. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Elections Commission has complied with court orders and voted to tell the more than 1,800 local clerks who run elections in the battleground state that they can accept absentee ballots that are missing parts of a witness address. The Wisconsin State Journal reports the commission voted 5-1 Thursday to adopt the new guidance for absentee ballot envelopes with a, quote, missing address. The Republican-controlled legislature and the conservative group Priorities USA have appealed a pair of court rulings affecting absentee ballots, which could result in even more changes in election rules prior to the November presidential election. Each of the last two presidential elections in Wisconsin was decided by fewer than 23,000 votes. That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Monday.